Hey everyone, welcome to the Stories of Language Learners. I'm your host, Charles. Wow, it's been a long time since the last time that I was here chatting with you. But today I finally took the time to record a brand new episode for you guys. First of all, I want to say thank you so much for being here and hanging out with me. You guys could be listening to a million of podcasts, but you decided to come here and spend your precious time with me. So thank you so much. So today I have a new episode format. You guys, I have ideas for so many different episodes format, and I hope that you guys will enjoy this one. So here's this episode format and why I want to record this new episode format. I want to help you guys to build your vocabulary, and I want you to increase your knowledge of English. And something that I do to increase my vocabulary is by listening to things. You guys may know that I love listening to podcasts, so one of the favorite things that I like to do is listening to interviews on podcasts. And then I really try to pay attention on what people are saying during the conversation. And every time that I hear something new that I haven't heard before, I started to build a habit of taking notes. So I write everything on my phone, and after that I look up on Google to discover the meaning, and finally I try to use everything that I learned during conversations. So this is something that I really want to encourage you guys to do. Pay attention on everything that you are listening in English, whether it's a podcast, a YouTube video, a new song, and then take notes. Take the time to write everything on your phone or on a piece of paper, and then try to understand the meaning, and finally try to use in conversations. This is the best way that I found to increase my vocabulary. And so here's the idea for this episode. I basically have here 8 useful English expressions and phrases that I heard in different podcasts, and then I'm gonna share them with you. I'm gonna share the meaning, and I'm gonna share an example. And also I would like to catch up with you guys for a bit, because it's been ages since the last time that I was here, so I thought it would be cool for us to catch up. Learning a new language was a life-changing experience for me, and my hope is that you can have the same experience. One of my main goals with this podcast is to share amazing and inspiring stories from other learners, so we all can stay motivated and get inspired over and over again. I often hear how much you guys love and appreciate this show. So now you can support the work I've been doing with this podcast by becoming a member on Patreon. All the financial support there will go to the podcast and our community. Also, by becoming a member on Patreon, you will get extra content. The link to become a supporter of the show on Patreon is in the show notes. Thank you all so much. I really appreciate your support. Okay, so let's start catching up. Where have I been? Oh my gosh, where do I start? I think that the last episode that I released was back in December. So in December we had the holidays, and in January I was on vacation, and then in February I went on a business trip, and throughout all of this I was working on new projects. And there is a very big one that I just finished, the last part of this project, and I'm so excited to put this project out there, and I can't wait to share this with you guys. And actually, I have 2 new upcoming interviews on the podcast, and in one of these interviews I am going to talk about this new project. And also we're gonna have someone who already had been on the podcast, and I know that you guys love her. She's gonna come back, and I can't wait to share this interview with you. Okay, so yeah, this was everything that I wanted to share to catch up with you guys. Hey, so I would like to try to keep this episode short, so let's get into 8 useful English phrases and expressions. I have a list of, I don't know, I think I have 50, but I decided to pick 8 of them, and if you guys enjoy this kind of episode and new format, I can share more with you. Okay, so here is how this is gonna work. I first will try to give my explanation, and I'm gonna attempt to give an example, if I can, of each one of these 8 English phrases. And second, I asked help for my new friend, ChatGPT. We all know ChatGPT at this point, right? So I asked I asked ChatGPT for an explanation and also an example of each one of these phrases. Okay, so let's start with the first one. So the first one is bear with me. By the way, I forgot to mention, each one of these phrases are phrases that I hear often English native speakers and English speakers using during conversations. So these are not like some random phrases that I just pick to share. No, these are things that I listen daily, people saying it. So I think it's useful and we can use and apply them in our daily conversations in English. Okay, so the way that I would describe the meaning of bear with me, it's instead of saying to someone, be patient with me, you can say bear with me. For example, let's say that you are talking with a good friend and you have a very long story that you cannot wait to share with them. So at the beginning of the conversation, you can say to them, okay, I have to tell you this. This is going to be a very, very long thing that I have to share with you. So bear with me till the end, okay? I hope that makes sense. So here is ChatGPT information. So ChatGPT told me that the meaning of bear with me is asking someone to be patient and wait for a moment. And the example that ChatGPT gave me was, I'm still setting up the equipment, so please bear with me for a few minutes before we start recording. Okay, number 2. I like this second one because I usually hear this very often. And then number 2 is food for thought. I usually heard this on podcasts when people were giving advice. So if someone asked for an advice and then the person shared the advice and then they share the advice and at the end they say, I hope this can be at least some food for thought, meaning I hope that this can be something that you can consider or just to think about it. Now let's see what ChatGPT has to say to us. Food for thought, meaning something worth thinking about or considering deeply. Example, the documentary we watched last night provided a lot of food for thought about climate change and its impact on our planet. Let's move on to number 3. This one is a funny one. Feeling nuts. I'm feeling nuts. Usually when people say, oh, I'm feeling nuts, this is a different way of saying, oh, I'm feeling crazy. Or this is making me nuts. This is making me crazy. Okay, so here's ChatGPT information. Feeling nuts meaning feeling crazy or very excited. Example, with all the preparations for the podcast launch, I'm feeling nuts with excitement. Number 4, right off the bat. Okay, so the way that I understand right off the bat is when you want to, for example, say something to someone at the beginning of the conversation. There is something that you really wanted to share with someone that you are having a conversation, so you can say to this person, okay, I have to tell you this right off the bat. I have to tell you this at the beginning of the conversation. I cannot wait, right off the bat. I hope that my explanation makes sense. So here is ChatGPT information. Right off the bat meaning immediately or without delay. Example, as soon as we hit record, she started speaking right off the bat without any hesitation. Number 5. Pick your brain. This is another one that I hear a lot and I think it's very useful. So for example, if you like someone that you really love learning from them, and if you get the opportunity to talk with them, to gain knowledge, you can say to them, "Would you mind if I pick your brain for a second?" Meaning, "Would you mind if I can ask you some questions? I would love to learn from you. Let me pick your brain." So this is my explanation. Let's see what ChatGPT has to say for us. Pick your brain, meaning to ask someone for their ideas or opinions about something. Example, I would love to pick your brain about your experience with podcasting. Do you have any tips for beginners? I love that ChatGPT created some examples based on podcasting and recording and stuff like that. Okay, next one. On my plate. This one, I believe it's very useful as well. So let's say that a friend of yours invites you to go to the mall, but you are really busy. So you can say to them, "Oh man, I wish I could go with you there to the mall, but I have so much on my plate." Meaning, I have so many things to do, I don't have time for it right now. So ChatGPT says that the meaning of on my plate is something that you need to deal with or take care of. Example, I have a lot on my plate with work and family responsibilities, but I still make time for my hobbies. Number 7. I tried everything on the book. Okay, this is a good one, and I like this one because it makes sense, right? Like, when you tried everything on the book, it means that you tried many different things to get a certain result, but ended up not working. The meaning that ChatGPT gave me is to try every possible solution or method without success. Example, I've tried everything on the book to fix my computer, but it still won't turn on. Number 8 is stop by. This one, let's say that you want to visit your friend for just a moment. So you can say to them, "Oh, if I am free on Saturday, I will try to stop by your house so we can catch up." So here is ChatGPT explanation. Stop by meaning to visit a place briefly or for a short time. Example, if you are in the neighborhood, feel free to stop by the studio. We would love to chat with you in person. And yeah, that was the 8 phrases and expressions that I prepared to share with you guys. And I have one extra one that is not like an English expression, but I thought it would be cool to include. Because another thing that I love doing is when I hear some advice, some words of wisdom, when I hear something that really resonates with me, something that I can apply to my life, this is another thing that I take some notes and I save them to remember and to also share with friends during conversations and pass this kind of information to them. And today I would like to share one of those phrases that I heard on a podcast episode that really resonated with me. And I apologize that I don't remember who said that. I like to give the person credit, but I forgot to save their name. Okay, so here is the phrase. Almost everybody that you love was once a stranger to you. I love that so much because as a shy person and as an introvert for me, it's very difficult to get out of my comfort zone. But something that I realize is that this is true. Many of the people that I love today was once a stranger to me. So when I think about that, I can tell that it's very worth getting out of my comfort zone to initiate conversations with strangers. Because number one, I always ended up learning new things from other people, and I always feel better when I am able to initiate a conversation, and this gives me some confidence that I was able to step out of my comfort zone and to have a conversation with someone that I haven't met before. So yeah, keep this in mind next time that maybe you are nervous when you have a conversation in English with a stranger. Maybe this person is gonna be someone who you're gonna love down the road. Maybe this person will become your new best friend. We never know, right? So yeah, that's it for today. I truly hope that you guys loved this new podcast format. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you guys being with me since 2020. I can't believe that I've been podcasting for almost 4 years now. And please share the episode with a friend. If you know someone who is learning English, share the episode with them. And also feel free to connect with me on social media. I would love to chat with you there. So that's it for now. I wish you guys a wonderful day, and I hope to see you again soon. Hey everyone, I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I did. If you can, please share the podcast with your friends. Subscribe to the show so you can get notified when I release new episodes. And feel free to leave a review. I would love to read it. Now, I want to remember you of this. You don't have to be alone when learning a new language. You can find awesome communities to be part of. The number one reason why I was able to level up my English is because I decided to get out of my comfort zone and connect with language learners from all around the globe. With that being said, I want to encourage you to participate in our online encounters and join our global community on Telegram. Since June of 2020, I've been organizing English speaking sessions on Zoom for us to hang out. In there, you can meet new people, make new friends, and practice English while having fun. If you can't use Telegram, don't worry. I always announce our encounters on social media, and you can always DM me so I can send you the link to our meetings. So that's it. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you in the next episode.